Well, that's exactly what we spent the morning meditating upon, the life of our friend and our colleague, Polani Gwala. Today, 7:02, the Prime Media Group and the media industry as a whole had a chance to bid him farewell. And everyone from the family to government officials to senior officials in the media paid tribute to the broadcasting icon. His close friend, Robert Marawa, paid a personal tribute to Gwala, speaking of the shattered dreams associated with his passing. Our own Azane Mosaka also paid a moving tribute to him, handing over Gwala's headphones to his widow, Peggy Sue Kumalo. EWN's Bongadlane was there not just as a colleague, but also as a reporter covering the memorial. Bonga, it was a very emotional one.
Emotional charge one, Joe, as expected, for not only us, but everyone who came there. I was surprised from the big names, Stella Ndabeni Abraham, Minister of Communications, yes. Julius Malema from the EFF was there. Also, you saw people like the ones from State Security Minister, Deputy Minister Zizi Gordo, but also the way that 702 paid tribute. I think one of the most touching moments for me, because as a young journalist up and coming, you always looked up to Polani, yes. And the way we congregated on that stage and the way Azania brought the message of 702, you could feel that was the atmosphere of that whole we're at right now, because everyone was just talking about how this man was so humble, but also same time he was such a tough, honest journalist. He was respectful, yet he could get the information he wanted out of you. And I was speaking to some of the people at the back, the fans, the listeners would come out and they're saying,
yes,
we are so touched, wanted to say goodbye. I've never met him before, I know his voice, but I just wanted to come here and pay my last respect. So from everyone, Joe, from the dignitaries to everyone in between, us from 702, EWN, to the band in the street, to the listeners, all of us had the same thing of wanting to say, at least we paid tribute to him and his last battle that he fought with cancer and that took his life.
Oh, yeah, no, it was really was a beautiful tribute. A special moment indeed when his little girl bounded up onto stage.
Joanne, I think that was when I couldn't. I was like, because I was watching then, because same time while reporting, you're watching too. She went on stage. I think that's a beautiful moment. And then she climbed those stairs. Her mother was there. The family was, uncle was speaking. And then she went on stage and then she touched the picture of her father, a huge picture. And then she was pointing to her mother. Mommy, I think we couldn't hear what she was saying, but she was just pointing the picture at the same time, looking back at her mother was standing behind her. One can only wish to hear what she was saying, but one could say that she was pointing at someone she recognized, someone she'll never see again, her father. And I think it was a touching moment for not only herself, but also for everyone in that hall, because she still could recognize him.
Yes.
And I think Matladze had said in our group that I could not, after I saw his little girl wander on stage, touch his speaker and his picture and look back to him, to her mother, because you could feel that emotion. You could feel the fact that she's a young child. I think she doesn't know what's going on, but at the same time, children are the most perceptive of things. And I think that was one of those touching moments where you were like, he touched so many lives. And he, at a young age of 44, he's already gone. We've paid tribute to him. We said, Lalango Xolo, he'll be buried on Saturday. But at the same time, we'll have memories of him, including one of those here in the studio or on the radio, because that voice will never hear again live. But we still have those memories of him, still have recordings. And I think that was what's so important today. We came from all walks of life just to say goodbye one final time before he's buried on Saturday.
Well, I'm hoping those recordings will really immortalize him, Bonga. Thank you so much for covering that for us today. Bonga Dlulane, our EWN reporter, who, while the rest of us were dealing with our emotions and trying to keep them in check, also had to cover the story of the final memorial this week for Polani Gwala.